Yeah, I very much think so. You know, from the beginning, you could see what we were trying to do. We were trying to play. We were trying to find pockets. And we looked comfortable for a lot of the game. At times, they pressed us very well, and we had to go long. But over the course of the game, I thought we looked very comfortable, and you could see what we've been trying to do on the training pitch as well.
Obviously, a lot of speculation has been about his future. Yeah, it was going to be reviewed at the end of this campaign. Would you like it to be sorted out fairly soon, and you want him to stay?
No, of course I want him to stay, and I think you could tell by the support we had today. They're enjoying the brand of football. We know it wasn't going to happen overnight, but I do fully believe that the players are starting to get brave with what's asked of them as well. And, you know, you can be as good as a coach as you want, but the players have to really be brave and want to do what's been asked. And I really feel like that's happening now, and players are wanting the ball, they're enjoying the ball, and you know, we're performing a lot better.
Are you enjoying playing in this style of football?
Yeah, listen, I love playing for Ireland, no matter what the style is. I'm so proud to put on the shirt, but as players, yeah, we're really enjoying it. And, you know, tonight I played right of a three and I enjoyed it as well.
How do you think you handled Ronaldo tonight as a team?
Well, listen, he didn't score, so that's a positive. You know, we got stung out there by him. You know, he was probably quiet for his terms out there, and then 1 minute he just shows his world class ability. So we've got to be happy we've kept him to a clean sheet, but at the same time he could have scored a goal as well with that great header he had off the post.
Is it a different game in front of 50,000 Irish supporters compared to the empty stadiums that you've had to play in?
Yeah, and do you know what? You know, we're so happy to have them back after the last couple of years everyone had. So credit to them for coming out to support us. And, you know, for the younger lads in the team who maybe have 10, 12 caps at this stage, they've never experienced that because this is the first time they've had a full house at the Aviva. So that's why you want to play for your country. And thankfully, you know, we played well. Unfortunately, didn't get the win.
A lot of speculation about whether you'd be able to play two games in 3 days. Will the body hold up for Luxembourg on Sunday?
We'll see what the manager's decision is. Listen, I'm a player that never puts himself first, and I do what's asked of me, and I get my head down and work as hard as possible, and them decisions aren't for me because I would play every day of the week until I finally couldn't move anymore, so that decision won't be for me.